Beyond presents Spoilers for the World and the Child, or Mundus et Infants by The Unknown. This is the final episode of 4, looking at the play in detail, covering the lines 741 to the end, from the appearance of Perseverance. That's like perseverance, but said funny. Following are some introductory notes and a plain text audio recording of the dialogue, a plain text being the first cut edit of our full cast audio adaptation. It has all the text, but no SFX, no Foley, and it's the edit we use to hunt out textual errors, retakes or cuts, so it's not perfect, and we may change the take for the final thing. If you want to just enjoy our production, stop listening now and wait for the release. Seriously, this is an exercise that some people won't enjoy. If it ain't for you, move on. If you're still listening, let's enter
Spoiler Land, 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 Land.
Nothing in the world can stop me now!
The story so far. Manhood has rejected sin thanks to conscience, but then was lured back into sin by Folly, who renamed him Shame and gave him the cloak of shame. He rejects conscience and exits. Conscience says he will look for Perseverance to help solve the problem and exits, and then immediately Perseverance enters. Now, it is generally stated that this play can be done with two people, one as Manhood and the other one as everyone else. Unfortunately, Conscience exits and Perseverance enters immediately, and there is no gap to get changed. Now, it could be, and this is a suggestion put forward, that it could be that the actor playing Manhood comes back as Perseverance, and the actor who has so far been playing everyone else returns as the older form of Manhood when he has entered age. Now, this is doable. And I suppose if you're going to do an extensive age, white hair, something extreme to the face, it's doable. It's also a bit shit. And that kind of doubling does get suggested. And I suppose if the play used mask, I might go with it. But it just jars slightly. So if you want to do this as a two-hander, you have a few options here. You could do a short music cue, do something very clever with the way the actors get changed between scenes. It doesn't have to happen off stage. It could just be everything's done with hats, so it could be done very, very quickly. Or, of course, you could just possibly cut Perseverance's first speech that comes up. It's doable. It's maybe a bit of a shame to lose it, but actually, to a degree, it might help. It's up to you. Anyway, more on this anon. Exit Conscience at the end of the last session, who's off to fetch Perseverance, and immediately enter Perseverance, who does exactly the same as Conscience usually does and blesses the audience.
Now Christ, our comely creator, clearer than crystal clean, that craftily made every creature by good recreation, save all this company that is gathered here by Dean, and set all your souls into good salvation. Now, good God, that is most wisest and wield of wits, this company counsel and comfort and glad, and save all this simplitude that seemly here sits. Now, good God, for his mercy that all men made, now, Mary Mother, meekest that I mean, shield all this company from evil inversation, and save you from our enemy, as she is bright and clean, and at the last day of doom, deliver you from everlasting damnation.
After which clerical throat clearing, and we don't actually know precisely what Perseverance is supposed to look like. Is it another ecclesiastical garb? I don't know. But you can tell that this is pre-Reformation. Perseverance introduces themselves to the audience, telling us things we kind of already know.
Sirs, Perseverance is my name. Conscience-born brother, that is, he sent me hither, mankind, to indoctrine, that they should to no vices incline. For oft mankind is governed amiss, and through folly mankind is set in shame. Therefore, in this presence to Christ I pray, ere that I hence wend away, some good word that I may say, to borrow man's soul from blame.
To borrow, is to save man's soul from blame, from damnation. Now enter age. This is manhood, etc., all his names, from earlier, and he's not very happy.
Alas, alas, that me is woe. My life, my liking, I have forlorn. My rents, my riches, it is all ego. Alas, the day that I was born.
I am old, woe is me. He then recounts the plot of the play.
For I was born manhood most of might. Stiff, strong, both stalwart and stout. The world full worthily have made me a knight. All bowed to my bidding, bonnily about. Then conscience, clear, comely and kind, meekly he met me in seat, there I sat. He learned me a lesson of his teaching, and the seven deadly sins full loathly he did hate. Pride, wrath, and envy, and covetise in kind, the world all these sins delivered me until sloth, covetous, and lechery, that is full of false flattering, all these conscience reproved both loud and still. To conscience I held up my hand to keep Christ's commandments. He warned me of folly, that traitor, and bade me beware, and thus he went his way. But I have falsely me forsworn, alas, the day that I was born.
Having told us all the things we already know, he moves on to where he has been all this time, in London, a city full of naughtiness, where for debt he ended up in the stocks and then prison.
For body and soul I have forlorn. I clang as a clod in a clay in London many a day. At the passage I would play, I thought to borrow and never pay. Then was I sought and set in stocks. In Newgate I lay under locks. If I said aught, I caught many knocks.
So folly drew him to excess that he couldn't pay for, leading to a miserable time. Now he goes and talks about the change in his body. Time has passed, and manhood is past, and now he is old.
Alas, where was manhood, though? Alas, my lewdness hath me lost. Where is my body so proud and pressed? I cough, and wrought my body will burst. Age doth follow me so. I stare and stagger as I stand. I groan gristly upon the ground. Alas, death, why lettest thou me live so long? I wander as a wight in woe and care, for I have done ill. Now wend I will myself to spill, I care not whither nor where.
Which is sad, a demonstration of his mortality, of all our mortalities, and now Perseverance steps forward to help him.
Well y met, sir, well y met. And whither away?
Why, good sir, whereby do ye say?
Tell me, sir, I you pray, and I with you will wend.
Why, good sir, what is your name?
Forsooth, sir, Perseverance the same.
And having named himself, age recognizes him and turns away in shame.
Sir, ye are Conscience's brother that me did blame. I may not with you linger.
Yes, yes, Manhood, my friend in fair.
Nay, sir, my name is in another manner. For Folly his own self was here, and hath clept me shame.
Shame? Nay, Manhood, let him go. Folly, and his fellows also, for they would thee bring into care and woe, and all that will follow his game.
Perseverance's mention of game launches Age into a litany of self-reproach. His first line is a little hard to gloss. Let those who want fun have fun. Anyway, it launches him into another mini-roundup of the plot.
Yea. Game, who so game? Folly hath given me a name, so e'er I go, he clept me shame. Now Manhood is gone. Folly hath followed me so. When I first from my mother came, the world made me a man. And fast in riches I ran, till I was dubbed a knight. And then I met with Conscience clear, and he me set in such manner, methought his teaching was full dear, both by day and night. And then Folly met me, and sharply he beset me, and from Conscience he fet me. He would not throw me go. Many a day he kept me, and to all folks he clept me shame. And unto all sins he set me, alas, that me is woe. For I have falsely me forsworn, alas, that I was born, body and soul I am but lorn, me liketh neither glee nor game.
And with that, still slightly petulant, renunciation of glee and game, he is done. Total despair. Now, I'm not a fan of so many repeats of information we already know, but this one I quite like. It's totally inward, self-loathing. I like that kind of thing. And it does give Perseverance a cue to pull Manhood, not age or shame, Manhood, away from one hope. One hope being despair, the last trap of Satan. For if you give into despair, then you really, there really isn't any additional call to get you into heaven. Anyway, Perseverance gives him another new name at this point. Infants, wanton, love, lust, and liking, Manhood, shame, age, repentance. Because he's all sad and repenty-like.
Nay, nay, Manhood, say not so. Beware of one hope, for he is a foe. A new name I shall give you too. I clepe you, repentance. For, and you here repent your sin, ye are possible heaven to win. But with great contrition ye must begin, and take you to abstinence. For though a man had do alone the deadly sins every shown, and he with contrition make his moan to Christ our heaven King, God is also glad of him, as of the creature that never did sin.
So, you repent, but you must now begin contrition. And Perseverance gives examples of all those who've been a tad contrite in the past, This movement of the play is very Bible classy.
Now, good sir, how should I contrition begin?
Sir, in shrift of mouth without varying, and another ensample I shall show you too. Think on Peter and Paul and other Mo, Thomas, James and John also, and also Mary Magdalene. For Paul did Christ's people great villainy, and Peter at the Passion forsook Christ thrice, and Magdalene lived long in lechery, and St. Thomas believed not in the resurrection. And yet these to Christ are darlings dear, and now be saints in heaven clear. And therefore, though ye have trespassed here, I hope ye be sorry for your sin.
So you're contrite, repenty. But what else must our hero do? There are things, five things to be known.
Yea, perseverance, are you plight? I am sorry for my sin both day and night. I would fain learn with all my might how I should heaven win.
Sir, to win heaven, five necessary things there been that must be known to all mankind. The five wits doth begin, sir, bodily and spiritually.
Of the five wits I would have knowing.
Forsooth, sir, hearing, seeing and smelling, the remnant tasting and feeling, these being the five wits bodily.
So for us today, it's a bit weird to suddenly throw in the five senses, or the five wits, as this play, and the summoning of every man calls them. But it's an interconnected thing with spiritual five senses, or spiritual wits, as you shall hear.
And, sir, other five wits there been?
Sir Perseverance, I know not them.
Now, repentance, I shall you ken. They are the power of the soul. Clear in mind there is one. Imagination and all reason, understanding and compassion, these belong unto perseverance.
Now, from my limited research, whilst this pairing of the bodily and spiritual senses is a thing of the time, the precise pairings and the actual spiritual senses, they're not very consistent between texts. So you just sort of go with it as a general idea. Now, repentance, as I suppose we should call him, asks Perseverance, is there more? And Perseverance gives us all of the things.
Gramercy, Perseverance, for your true teaching. But, good sir, is there any more behind that is necessary to all mankind freely for to know?
Yea, repentance, more there be, that every man must on believe. The 12 articles of the faith that mankind must on trow.
There will now follow 12 articles. Each article takes 4 lines each. I'll see you on the other side.
The first, that God is in one substance, and also that God is in 3 persons, beginning and ending without variance, and all this world made of naught. The second, that the Son of God sickerly took flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary, without touching of man's flesh company. This must be in every man's thought. The third, that the same God Son, born of that holy Virgin, and she after his birth, maiden as she was beforehand, and clearer in all kind. Also the fourth, that same Christ, God and man, he suffered pain and passion because of man's soul redemption, and on a cross did hang. And on a cross did hing. The fifth article I shall you tell. Then the Spirit of Godhead went to hell and brought out the souls that there did dwell by the power of his own might. The sixth article, I shall you say, Christ rose upon the third day, very God and man without nay, that all shall deem and dight, he sent man's soul into heaven, aloft all the angels, every shone. There is the Father, the Son, and the soothfast Holy Ghost. The eighth article we must believe on, that same God shall come down and deem men's soul at the day of doom, and on mercy then must we trust. The ninth article, without strife, every man, maiden, and wife, and all the bodies that ever bear life, and at the day of doom, body and soul shall peer. Truly the tenth article is, all they that hath kept God's service, they shall be crowned in heaven bliss, and Christ's servants to him full dear. The 11th article, the sooth to saying, all that hath falsely to God guided them, they shall be put into hell pain, there shall be no sin covering. Sir, after the 12th, we must watch and believe in all the sacraments of Holy Church, that they be necessary, both last and first, to all manner of mankind. Sir, ye must also hear and know the commandments 10.
But luckily, the play doesn't list those. But there are 10. Maybe they got cut at preview. Perseverance wraps up the summary, and repentance is very thankful.
Lo, sir, this is your belief, and all men do after it, and ye shall heaven win without doubt, I know.
Gramercy, Perseverance, for your true teaching. For in the spirit of my soul will I find that it is necessary to all mankind truly for to know.
At which point age turns to the audience. Were you listening, people? I hope you were taking notes.
Now, sirs, take all in sample by mo, how I was born in simple degree. The world royal received me and dubbed me a knight. Then conscience met me. So after him came folly. Folly falsely deceived me. Then shame my name behight.
And Perseverance pulls him away from thinking about the bad times by reminding him that now he is repentance. And Perseverance takes his leave.
Yea, and now is your name Repentance, through the grace of God all might. And therefore, without any distance, I take my leave of king and knight. And I pray to Jesu, which has made us all, cover you with his mantle perpetual. Amen.
And with that, here endeth the interlude of Mundus et Infants. The last movement is literally breechy, but it does achieve some closure, and it gives us room to play with the text. I'd cut the 12 articles, and I might even, as I said earlier, cut Perseverance's first speech. That way you can keep the two-part doubling scheme. I also like the idea that at the end of his last line, Manhood actually dies on stage, leaving Perseverance to say goodbye. The body left, and the life cycle complete. Might even throw in a baby crying to close it all. You know, that's how it opened, that's how it closed, life, death, cycle thing. But that's really just me projecting onto a play, which requires a chair, two, maybe three actors, two swords, a tankard or a bottle of something, and some costumes. Pretty much anyone can do this play. It's not very long. Maybe an hour. With some cuts, less. It's very doable. It's much more doable than The Summoning of Every Man. And in places, I prefer it. I think it's a lovely play. Obviously, it is a moral interlude, and there is a limited market, shall we say, for that. But worth a do. Honestly, let us know if you want to do it. We'll give you all the assistance we can. If you have any thoughts about my brief breakdown of the text, or if you have any disagreements with my thoughts, or if I am just wrong, just so wrong, let me know. I might re-edit based on your thoughts, or I might not. And that's it from this spoilers episode, the final one. There's an exploring session on the podcast, and there is another on the YouTube, and there is links to other material for the play in the show description. The full cast audio adaptation will be following very soon. But till then, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and I leave you with a plain text edit of the closing movement of The World and the Child, with Fiona Thrale as Perseverance, and myself, Robert Crichton, as Age. Enjoy.
Now, Christ, our comely creator, clearer than crystal clean, that craftily made every creature by good recreation, save all this company that is gathered here by Dean, and set all your souls into good salvation. Now, good God, that is most wisest and wield of wits, this company counsel, and comfort, and glad, and save all this simplitude that seemly here sits. Now, good God, for his mercy that all men made, now, Mary Mother, meekest that I mean, shield all this company from evil inversation, and save you from our enemy, as she is bright and clean, and at the last day of doom, deliver you from everlasting damnation. Sirs, Perseverance is my name, conscience-born brother that is. He sent me hither, mankind, to indoctrine, that they should to no vices incline. For oft mankind is governed amiss, and through folly mankind is set in shame. Therefore, in this presence to Christ I pray, ere that I hence wend away, some good word that I may say to borrow man's soul from blame.
Alas, alas, that me is woe. My life, my liking I have forlorn. My rents, my riches, it is all ego. Alas, the day that I was born. For I was born manhood most of might. Stiff, strong, both stalwart and stout. The world full worthily have made me a knight. All bowed to my bidding, bonnily about. Then conscience, clear, comely, and kind, meekly he met me in seat, there I sat. He learned me a lesson of his teaching, and the seven deadly sins full loathly he did hate. Pride, wrath, and envy, and covetise in kind, the world all these sins delivered me until sloth, covetous, and lechery, that is full of false flattering, all these conscience reproved both loud and still. To conscience I held up my hand to keep Christ's commandments. He warned me of folly, that traitor, and bade me beware, and thus he went his way. But I have falsely me forsworn, alas, the day that I was born. For body and soul I have forlorn. I clang as a clod in a clay in London many a day. At the passage I would play, I thought to borrow and never pay. Then was I sought and set in stocks. In Newgate I lay under locks. If I said aught, I caught many knocks. alas. Where was manhood, though? Alas, my lewdness hath me lost. Where is my body so proud and pressed? I cough, and rot, my body will burst. Age doth follow me so. I stare and stagger as I stand, I groan gristly upon the ground. Alas, death, why lettest thou me live so long? I wander as a wight in woe and care, for I have done ill. Now wend I will myself to spill, I care not whither nor where.
Well y met, sir, well y met. And whither away?
Why, good sir, whereby do ye say?
Tell me, sir, I you pray, and I with you will wend.
Why, good sir, what is your name?
Forsooth, sir, Perseverance the same.
Sir, ye are Conscience's brother that me did blame. I may not with you linger.
Yes, yes, manhood, my friend in fair.
Nay, sir, my name is in another manner. For folly his own self was here, and hath clept me shame.
Shame? Nay, manhood, let him go. Folly and his fellows also, for they would thee bring into care and woe, and all that will follow his game.
Yea, game whoso game. Folly hath given me a name, so wherever I go he clept me shame. Now manhood is gone, folly hath followed me so. When I first from my mother came, the world made me a man. And fast in riches I ran, till I was dubbed a knight. And then I met with Conscience clear, and he me set in such manner, methought his teaching was full dear, both by day and night. And then folly met me, and sharply he beset me, and from Conscience he fet me. He would not throw me go. Many a day he kept me, and to all folks he clept me shame. And unto all sins he set me, alas, that me is woe. For I have falsely me forsworn, alas, that I was born, body and soul I am but lorn, me liketh neither glee nor game.
Nay, nay, manhood, say not so. Beware of one hope, for he is a foe. A new name I shall give you too. I clepe you, Repentance. For, and you here repent your sin, ye are possible heaven to win. But with great contrition ye must begin, and take you to abstinence. For though a man had do alone the deadly sins every shown, and he with contrition make his moan to Christ our heaven King, God is also glad of him, as of the creature that never did sin.
Now, good sir, how should I contrition begin?
Sir, in shrift of mouth without varying, and another ensample I shall show you too. Think on Peter, and Paul, and other Mo, Thomas, James and John also, and also Mary Magdalene. For Paul did Christ's people great villainy, and Peter at the Passion forsook Christ thrice, and Magdalene lived long in lechery, and St. Thomas believed not in the resurrection. And yet these to Christ are darlings dear, and now be saints in heaven clear. And therefore, though ye have trespassed here, I hope ye be sorry for your sin.
Yea, perseverance, are you plight? I am sorry for my sin both day and night. I would fain learn with all my might how I should heaven win.
Sir, to win heaven, five necessary things there been that must be known to all mankind. The five wits doth begin, sir, bodily and spiritually.
Of the five wits I would have knowing.
Forsooth, sir, hearing, seeing, and smelling, the remnant tasting and feeling, these being the five wits bodily, and, sir, other five wits there been.
Sir Perseverance, I know not them.
Now, repentance, I shall you ken. They are the power of the soul. Clear in mind there is one, imagination and all reason, understanding and compassion. These belong unto perseverance.
Gramercy, Perseverance, for your true teaching. But, good sir, is there any more behind that is necessary to all mankind freely for to know?
Yea, repentance, more there be, that every man must on believe. The 12 articles of the faith that mankind must on trow. The first, that God is in one substance, and also that God is in three persons, beginning and ending without variance, and all this world made of naught. The second, that the Son of God sickerly took flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary, without touching of man's flesh company. This must be in every man's thought. The third, that the same God's Son, born of that holy Virgin, and she after his birth, maiden as she was beforen, and clearer in all kind. Also the fourth, that same Christ, God and man, he suffered pain and passion because of man's soul redemption, and on a cross did hang. And on a cross did hing. The fifth article I shall you tell. Then the Spirit of Godhead went to hell and brought out the souls that there did dwell by the power of his own might. The sixth article, I shall you say, Christ rose upon the third day, very God and man without nay, that all shall deem and dight, he sent man's soul into heaven aloft all the angels every shone. There is the Father, the Son, and the soothfast Holy Ghost. The eighth article we must believe on, that same God shall come down and deem men's soul at the day of doom, and on mercy then must we trust. The ninth article, without strife, every man, maiden, and wife, and all the bodies that ever bear life, and at the day of doom, body and soul shall peer. Truly the tenth article is, all they that hath kept God's service, they shall be crowned in heaven bliss, and Christ's servants to him full dear. The 11th article, the sooth to saying, all that hath falsely to God guided them, they shall be put into hell pain. There shall be no sin covering. Sir, after the 12th, we must work and believe in all the sacraments of Holy Church, that they be necessary, both last and first, to all manner of mankind. Sir, ye must also hear and know the commandments 10, Lo, sir, This is your belief, and all men do after it, and ye shall heaven win without doubt, I know.
Gramercy, perseverance, for your true teaching. For in the spirit of my soul will I find that it is necessary to all mankind truly for to know. Now, sirs, take all in sample by mo, how I was born in simple degree. The world royal received me and dubbed me a knight. Then conscience met me, so after him came folly. Folly falsely deceived me, then shame my name behight.
Yea, and now is your name Repentance, through the grace of God Almight, and therefore, without any distance, I take my leave of king and knight. And I pray to Jesu, which has made us all, cover you with his mantle perpetual. Amen.
In the plain text recording of the final movement of The World and the Child, Perseverance was played by Fiona Thrale and Shame, Age, Repentance by myself, Robert Crichton, who was also host and also produced this episode for the Beyond podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at Beyond Shakes. Visit our website at beyondshakespeare.org, or you can support our work by becoming a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Patrons get to vote for the plays we work on next, and they also get this work early, very early in some cases. There are also exclusive material that only goes to the patron feed, which you can get if you so desire. You can also support us with a one-off donation to ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. All these links are in the show description. Till the full cast audio adaptation comes, goodbye.